Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And I am coming to you live with lots of love and just a little touch of southern flavor from beautiful, hot Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I want to thank all of you from all over the world for joining me today. And my declaration over your life is that all things are possible if you can only believe. And you know that is truth, don't you? Well, hello again from hot Atlanta. It's about 100 degrees here today, and we're really hot here, but we're still very grateful, and I'm so grateful that you've joined me again. Well, how are you doing? Have you had a prosperous, transforming, and life-changing week? Well, if you've been listening to this show with all of the magnificent guests that I've had, and if you are beginning to implement some of the principles shared in the show, your life has to be changing. And I am so grateful to God for you. You know, I pray for all of my listeners prior to coming on the show, and I just pray that whoever the guest is, that when revelation is shared, that people's lives will be permanently changed. And today is no exception. I have a powerful show in store for you today. My guest is Mr. Harrison Klein, and he's going to talk about miracles. Do you believe in miracles? Have you been praying for a miracle? Well, I want you to stay tuned as Harrison is going to be sharing wonderful insight about miracles. Isn't that exciting? But before Harrison comes, I have a wonderful announcement that I want to share with you. As most of you know, I operate my show, my personal life, and my business by the Spirit. And last Saturday night, I received an email from one of my new clients in Hong Kong, and it really moved me, and I want to read just a short excerpt from it. She stated, Dear Constance, thank you for your show. I was speaking yesterday morning about sports, which I love, and how we naturally expect that athletes have coaches, and theater, which I also love, and we think that they should have coaches, and I thought that I needed a coach too, and so that's why I contacted you. And she said, we all probably need coaches, and yet we are raised with a mindset about who gets and who doesn't get a coach. And you know, after reading that letter, the Spirit of God just really sort of dealt with me on the inside. And so, you know, I'm all about serving. So I made up in my mind that if it is within my power, and it is, then I'm going to make coaching available to all of you who want it. So I have decided to break down my yearly coaching package into three easy payments instead of one lump sum so that people can really take advantage of coaching with me for a year. And all of you know that my guarantee with coaching is that if you coach with me for a year and you are willing to do the work, you will not recognize yourself or your life at the end of that year. Guarantee or you get your money back. So many people have been saying to me, Constance, I really desire coaching but cannot afford it, but now you can. So if you're serious and you understand the power of investment and you're ready to make permanent changes in your life, stay tuned at the end of the show for more details. Well, are you ready for a miracle? I know that I am. Let me introduce my very special guest today. Harrison Klein is the owner of True Millionaire Stories. He is just such a powerful man. He has a great Masters Gathering and Pro Abundance. Those are three internet companies specializing in transformations and awakening processes. He's done all kinds of remarkable things. He's developed products around the leading edge of spiritual, metaphysical, and the coaching industry, and he has led teams as president and CEO of three businesses. And his message is unconditional love through consciousness elevation, and he lives that purpose wholly. And, you know, I am so excited about him being on the show. We chatted just a little bit, and you really can't prepare for Harrison. All of you know that I just prepare intensely for all of my shows. But today we're just going to flow by the Spirit and be led by the Spirit. So, Harrison, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hi, Constance. Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled and excited to be here. I mean, you're awesome, and I love talking to people who are in spirit.
Well, thank you. Well, let's get started, Harrison. Tell us a little bit about you, your story, your journey, your life, and how you arrived at such a powerful level of consciousness.
My story is a little different than most. I think what happened to me was sort of a anomaly. I'm not sure that it is typical of most people who ascend through the spiritual ranks of elevation and consciousness. But as you start to hear this, you'll see what I'm talking about. Basically, I'm the son of Holocaust survivors. I'm the son of parents that were subject to the most inhumane treatment during World War II that, you know, the Nazis could give, and, you know, torture and maiming and experiments on human beings without anesthetic, surgical experiments on human beings without anesthetic, and all kinds of, you know, inhumane treatment of man to man at the worst possible, in the worst possible ways and in the worst possible circumstances. So I'm sorry, that's my cell phone. I should have turned it off. That's playing
that's
Catch the Bone in the background there.
I guess what, that's live radio show for you, isn't it, Harrison?
Live radio show, what can I say? but I, when my parents were liberated in 1949 or 1945, I believe, they spent 2 years in Germany and came to this country with nothing but the clothes on their back. They didn't understand the language. They didn't have a, you know, they didn't have any currency, no money. They had nothing but the desire to, you know, carve out a life after all of they'd been through. And part of what I inherited, as I was only 16 months old when I came here. So part of what I inherited from my parents, which were very damaged by the experience of World War II, was this massive scarcity complex. It was a massive survival complex. It was a massive anger and a massive fear that permeated our household for all the years that I grew up. And as the experiences unfolded in the lives of my parents, all I wanted to do from the time I was a child was to disengage from any, you know, from any of the experiences that were subjugation kinds of things, and the fear and the scarcity and the anger and the frustration and the disappointment that my parents were constantly feeling because they didn't speak the language, they were in a foreign country, they had no means of survival, et cetera, et cetera. So I inherited that, and in response to that, I became tremendously depressed. All I did was withdraw, and I cocooned myself because I just wanted to disengage myself from those kinds of vibrations, those kinds of emotions, those kinds of things that are so damaging to people's lives. And I, in fact, cocooned myself for almost 30 years. And I had deep depression. I had gone into what some people might consider as Asperger's disease. I could look no man in the eye. I could look no woman in the eye. I didn't hear very much of what they said, maybe only a fragment at the end of a sentence or the end of a paragraph for which I was expected to respond to. I could see very little. because I couldn't focus on anything that was moving because I was afraid. I was just so filled with fear and judgment and anger and all the things that permeated and that, you know, immersed my household in all this negativity, what was manifest in me. And, you know, all I wanted to do for a long period of time was to sort of, you know, get out of this life. And I had suicidal tendencies. I happened to be, the one thing that was a saving grace was I happened to be a pretty good student. I could read very, very well. And I lived vicariously through the ability to read and live life through the writings of other people. And for 30 years, I had no idea of what reality was. I simply walked around in this dark cloud. I hardly had a conversation with anybody. Most of the conversations that I did have were really transactional conversations, like, you know, how much is this? What is that? You know, what do I have to do, kind of a thing. However, I was an excellent student, and in the reading, I could absorb and learn things. But when it came to human interaction, I couldn't. One day I was in my apartment around my 28th year, and I was pretty good at drawing because drawing and painting and things like that were things that I could study without having to look at anything that was moving or alive. And so I was in my apartment, and as depressed as I was, I had no idea what was coming because I had no idea that there was even anything spiritual out there. I mean, I had rejected all organized religion simply because, you know, I was in such pain. Out of the grace of the sky, this experience grabbed me. I call it a white light experience. It actually yanked me out of time. It set me into a spinning vortex of light and color and speed beyond my imagination. Things were just coming at me so quickly I had no idea what they were. And it was really a cosmic download of energy in a way that I had never even referenced in all of my reading or anything that I'd ever experienced before. And I don't know how long I was in it. It could have been in it for 2 minutes. It could have been in it for 20 minutes. It could have been in it for 2 hours. But when I came out of that experience and I was deposited back in my body, what I experienced was that, you know, all of the things that had so been this darkness that I lived in were gone. Suddenly I was able to see vividly. I was able to see colors vividly. I was able to see people vividly. I could hear my thoughts in completion, not in fog, not in darkness, not in fragments, but in totality. I was able to hear. My senses were tremendously acute. And the depth of my depression was the height of my joy. It was like a stick that had been turned 180 degrees. You know, when you build a skyscraper, you go very, very deep in the ground to be able to hold up the size and the height of the skyscraper. And what happened to me was that, you know, the depth of my depression became the heights of my joy. So it was a 180-degree turn. And suddenly my life was put on the path of discovery. Now I was aware. Now I was experiencing mystical connection. I felt that all my sins had been absolved. I was clear, and suddenly I was a new human being. I was not the man that I had been before. I was not the person I had been before in any way, shape, or form. I was intelligent. I could speak clearly. I could carry on conversations. I had access to all of my past thoughts and the past life. My subconscious was in my conscious experience, and so I could access all of my history from any given moment. And my life was just totally different and changed. And from that point on, my whole being was altered, transformed, and became the direction of which I have now spent almost, you know, 30 years, I guess.
Amazing. That sounds like a miracle. And for many of my listeners, Harrison, who may be feeling hopeless or may be at a place of really, just really a really difficult place in their lives, just your sharing that story was so powerful. It's just an amazing miracle. And I'm so glad that you called me and said that you wanted to talk about the magic of miracles. Share with our listeners, what is a miracle?
A miracle is something that we don't really have explanation for, but is definitely a part of reality. It has made itself into the reality of what we experience, but we have no real explanation for, and it has a positive effect. It has a massive positive effect. And so it is basically a gift of grace from Source, and oftentimes defies the knowledge or the laws of physics. But also, even if it doesn't, it is something that is so unusual in our daily experience that we can't help but take note of it. Our attention is drawn to it very dramatically.
And so, you know, Harrison, I've had some miracles in my life, and they really transform my being. However, there have been many times when I'm praying for a miracle and seemingly nothing happened. Why is it that sometimes we're actually praying and believing for miracles and nothing seems to happen?
Well, my understanding of what all that entails is that, you know, there is a level of consciousness. There are actually 8 dimensions of consciousness that we go through as we live this planet. And some of us stay at level number 1, some of us go all the way through 8, which is spirit realized. But, you know, as we ascend in the power of our consciousness, the ability to use our minds to make our realities shape the way we would like it to shape, miracles become sort of the existence of the day. They become normal kinds of things. A miracle is really, initiated by having an extremely strong thought that is congruent between your conscious, your subconscious, and your superconscious, and that has no contradiction and no resistance and, you know, no thought or doubt within it, so that the manifestation is instantaneous and significant. And that basic circumstance is the way miracles are performed. It is a single direction of thought so laser focused that there is not even a shred of doubt within it, and that it is, and the conscious, the superconscious, and the subconscious are aligned in a way that makes manifestation instantaneous.
So for our listeners, Harrison, give me an example of a miracle, and for someone who might really be believing for maybe additional money or more abundance in their lives.
You can say, for example, that you would like $50,000 new dollars this month, and if your thought is completely congruent, if you believe it in truth, if it is so deeply driven into your subconscious that you completely believe it, and you, your consciousness, your subconscious, and your superconscious are in alignment with each other, that circumstance happens instantaneously.
Definitely.
So there isn't any time delay between the thought and the effect. So thought is cause, effect is life. And you can create miracles by that process, having no doubts into what we put our intentions into.
You talked about having 8 levels of consciousness. What are those?
Okay, I'm going to go through that, and then I'm also going to tell you a story about my friends that are doing miracles as well, if that's okay, Constance.
Oh, that's great. I would love to hear that.
There are 8 levels of consciousness on this plane of existence, and I'm going to explain it in sort of a mathematical way because it's fairly easy to understand when you go through the mathematics of it. Any other way, it sort of sounds abstract and sort of eclectic. But when somebody is born, they are born in the same way that the universe holds a point, and that is that when a point comes into existence, it is just this place and space in the first dimension, and it's like it's me, it's my needs, my wants, my desires, my existence, my experiences. It's all about me. When a baby is born, everything is about his needs, its wants, its desires, whatever. It knows nothing else but to draw to itself that everything that it possibly can in order for its existence to maintain. once the baby starts to grow, and now understand that there are people who go through their entire lives at this level, that everything about their lives are about their wants, their desires, their intensities, their connections, their lives, whatever. It's about their needs, all about them. When we transition into the second dimension, this is the dimension that most people go through in their teenagehood, and then many people stay in this dimension throughout their lives as well. And the second dimension is what is a second dimension in mathematics? Well, the second dimension in mathematics is a line, right? First dimension is a point, second dimension is a line. And a line is just a series of points strung together in a linear fashion. And when you are in the second dimension, you are a point that can see other points on either side of you. So you either see who's my friend or who's my enemy, who's in my tribe, who's not in my tribe, who's my family, who's not my family, who's my countryman, who's not my countryman. So in the second dimension of consciousness, you start to become conscious of the me and the not me. You're using the point, but you're conscious now of the me and the not me. When you're still a point, everything is drawn to you, so it's all you. The second dimension, you start to draw into this place of the me and the not me, whatever that happens to be for you. You know, your family, you're not your family, your friend, you're not your friend, my enemy, et cetera, et cetera. You see what's on either side of you, but that's all you have access to. In the third dimension, we actually transition into the same as a mathematical structure, which holds solidity. We are able to have height, width, and depth, which is the third dimension, is which the consciousness of most people live on this planet. That's the third dimension of height, width, and depth. So everything that has height, width, and depth has some form of what we call solidity. And that solidity is, the height is the ability to rise and see a little bit into the future and into the past. So you actually stand up so you can have a forward vision and a backward vision. You have some memory, you have some future understanding. The width is, you know, who is my friend and who is my enemy, who aligns with me and who doesn't, who is in my tribe. And the depth is the ability to take from memory the things you need in order to sustain your life, to move your life forward. That's from your education, that's from your parents, that's from your teachers, that's from your friends, et cetera, et cetera. So that is what we call solidity, and that's the third dimension that we live in this world. That's the plane of existence on the physical plane. And we, as human beings, also subscribe to living in the third dimension because that is what we consider our flesh and our existence and so on and so forth. When we start to rise out of the third dimension, now we get into some things that are really interesting. We start to get into the fourth dimension, which is the dimension in mathematics of time. That is where time becomes a paradigm for us. We start to be able to be conscious of time. And when we start to become conscious of time, we start to become more and more successful. And the more successful we are, basically, the finer and smaller the integers of time we live in. In other words, the President of the United States will give you a 3-minute appointment because he's busy. He's got a lot of things to do. You just got to come in there, state your case, you know, and leave. He doesn't have time to sit around and talk. He's got too many concerns. A doctor will give you 10 minutes in an office and whatever, and a lawyer will give you an hour, but he'll charge you for two, right?
Right.
So as you start to organize your life around time, your success ratio goes up. You know, people who have lots of time to kill are usually very unsuccessful. People who have little time are usually the most successful. So the finer you organize your life into smaller integers of time, you know, your success grows because now you're in control of your productivity. Okay, and time is productivity in one form or another, and especially in a spiritual sense. Then when we transition out of the fourth dimension, we go into the next place, which is in mathematics, the fifth dimension is light. Light is truth. Light is I am the light, I am the way, I am the truth. What light does is it splits darkness. Now you have perception beyond time. That is, you have things you can see into what was dark before. That is a little bit, it's called enlightenment. It's a place where we start to become enlightened. So we have our light, we shine our light into the darkness, and anything that we want to understand becomes explainable. anything that we want to live through becomes, you know, the object of our understanding. So as we shine light, we become a truth in the world. We become a place in the world. And suddenly we have a beacon that has value, and that has value beyond, just our own selves. It's our own truth, and it's the fountain that moves all of us into the spiritual realm. When we transition out of the fifth dimension, now we move into the sixth dimension, and that's the dimension of creativity, which is where artists live, which is where anyone who wants a totally unique individuation lives. When you move into the level of creativity, into the paradigm and dimension of creativity, now what happens is you become a signature human being. Everything you do is absolutely unique. The way you write a sentence, the way you speak, the way you wash a dish, the way you fix a lawnmower, the way you drive a car. It's totally unique, and it's recognizable not only by you but by everyone around you. You have a unique position, and people recognize you as that uniqueness. And you are using your light, your truth that you have perceptions from, to apply into a creative way, into something you've never learned from anybody else, you've never imitated anybody else about, and you have no models to go from. It is simply you applying that unique light to something that you want to do. So you are completely in the creative realm. The seventh dimension, as we move out of the creativity dimension, then becomes influence. When you become extraordinarily signature, when you become extraordinarily productive, when you become extraordinarily truthful, you move into the place of influence. And now you start to influence people that you don't know, you've never seen, you've never had any connection with, you've never had a conversation with, like a book author whose books influence millions of people they've never talked to, they've never had any connection with, or a painter whose paintings go around the world and are appreciated by millions of people who he'll never see and never have any, you know, conversations with. So the seventh dimension is influence. That is the place where you are using your time, you are using your light, you are using your creativity to help other people, to use, you know, all the gifts that you have in a way that makes a difference in the world. The eighth dimension is now the eighth dimension that we transition into after we have come to the place of influence is what I call cognitive harmonics, which is really spirit realized. It's a place where you become pure spirit in the flesh. And that is a place of pure consciousness. It is a cosmic connection. Your word becomes law. Everything that that you wish to experience is manifest instantaneously, just as Jesus or Buddha or anybody else that has strong powers of connection with Source can command. I mean, if you say my book is going to be a bestseller, that is law. It happens instantaneously, and it happens by your command. There is no other influence but your command, because you are extension of Source in spirit on this planet. And those are the eight dimensions that we live in on this planet for consciousness. And each level has its own paradigm. But what is really very interesting is that no matter what level we believe we're at, we're always at a level higher than that. So we couldn't understand the fifth dimension if we weren't in the sixth dimension. And we couldn't understand the sixth dimension if we weren't in the seventh. Or the fifth, or the fourth dimension if we weren't in the fifth. So whatever level we believe we're at, we're always one level higher, because you can't understand the dimension that you're in until you're out of the next, into the one above it. So it's perspective, and that's how we learn things. So even at the highest level that we talk about, which is the eighth dimension, which is spirit realized, there are also higher levels than that. There's cosmic consciousness. There's angelic consciousness. There's Christ consciousness. There is the uber soul that handles the galaxy, if you will, that handles the planet, the solar system, and the galaxy. And there are multiple uber souls. And there are, you know, celestial beings that we have communication with as we go into the realm of eighth dimension and above. But on this planet, basically, for most people, the ascension through the consciousness ladder are those eight dimensions. Does that help?
That is so awesome. I have a question. So do most miracles happen in that eighth dimension or that eighth level of consciousness?
No, they can have it in any dimension of consciousness. But the eighth level is the one who has command at will and intention to create them the way he wants. Many people can create them unconsciously. It just sort of happens. I mean, the miracle of grace that I had in terms of my white light of experience was really a place of subconscious. I wasn't looking for, you know, a white light experience. I didn't even know such a thing existed. I wasn't looking for anything. It just was a subconscious inspiration that moved me to connect with grace, or moved grace to connect with me, if you will. So, no, miracles can happen at any level. You don't have to be at a particular level. But when you want to create miracles, now you have to be at a level of consciousness that is, you know, resonant with the desires you wish to create in the world.
That is so interesting. Well, if you're just joining me, I am Constance Arnold, and I'm speaking with Harrison Klein, and we're talking about the magic of miracles and different levels of consciousness. Harrison, share with our listeners, you wanted to talk about some of your friends who have experienced miracles.
Well, not just that they've experienced miracles, but there are, for example, right now, and this is going to be a little bit of a shameless plug if I could, Constance. Can I make a shameless
plug? Oh, sure. You can make a shameless plug. I'm going to give you an opportunity to make an honest plug later on, but go ahead, Harrison.
Okay. I'm going to be shameless about the fact that there's a gentleman who has come over from India. He's 1 year into this country, and he has become a sensation. He has been performing miracles for the past multiple years, and what differentiates him, and I will go through some of the miracles he's created, but what differentiates him from all other miracle workers is that he made a decision back in the 90s, about 10 years ago or so, maybe 15 years ago, that he wanted to have the miracles that he could create be validated. So what he did was he began to go to scientific laboratories to document the miracles that he was creating. He has had over 4,000 laboratory studies on the miracles that he creates, and he creates some fascinating miracles. For example, he does what he calls blessings. He's not like a healer because he thinks a healing is too small. He's a guy whose thought transmission, and he calls it the Trivedi effect, alters. He goes into the information field of atoms. He has this much focus. He can go into the information field of atoms. And he has scientific proof. This is why he went to these laboratories to do studies on him. So he has scientific proof. So what he does is he creates these miracles by changing the information field. Every atom out there has an information field. Every atom out there has a quantum connection to the, you know, subatomic world, which is really source happening, and it's spirit, and it's the behavior of spirit. So he goes into this information field that surrounds every atom, and he is able to change the blueprint within the informational field from whatever it is now back to the original design of its happiness and normal natural state. So what happens is he goes into the blueprint and he creates happiness and health into the blueprint of the original DNA and RNA of the atom. And so consequently, when atoms are put together, they become molecules. When molecules are put together, they become cells. When cells are put together, they become, you know, human beings, organs, and so on and so forth, until upward and onward you become a human being. And he can go down to the atomic level with laser-like focus and change the actual information field. So the things that we are experiencing on an atomic and cellular level get changed. The DNA actually gets changed. The DNA actually gets changed. And they've had thousands of studies done on his ability to do that. Now, he does that for plants. He does that for animals. He does that for cows. He does that for humans. He does that for fields of agricultural plants and productivity. He's healed, for example, just one story. I can give a lot of stories, but one of the stories that is kind of funny and that's kind of great is that, he goes to this place in India where there is a herd of cows, 350 cows, and the herd has a mastitis epidemic. Mastitis is a disease. It's a degenerative disease. And the herd has a mastitis epidemic within it. And now the mortality rate of cows was very high at the time. Cows weren't conceiving in season. You know, there were more males than females. They were diseased. And in India, you can't kill cows. I mean, you know, they just, male cows, you know, cows are just protected by law. And so all these male cows were being born with mastitis. So within weeks, he went in there. He simply waved his hand. He changed by his will. And by his laser focus, he changed the DNA, RNA blueprint of this entire herd of cows. And within weeks, not only was the mastitis gone, not only were the female cows that couldn't give milk before, you know, healed and were giving tremendous amounts of milk, but, you know, what's really kind of cool is that the male cows that were so diseased and protected before, you know, became the offspring of the male cows became females, where the cow was prior to that 80%, the herd was 80% males, which were useless in India because they don't do anything. They can't give milk. They can't help anybody, and they certainly can't give meat, so they just sort of exist. The entire RNA, DNA structure of the entire herd was the following season, over 60% males were born, and you know, not 40%, not the 20% that were before. So now you had ability to have milk, you had ability to have female cows, which are the givers of life in India for, you know, nutrition and other things like that. And, you know, it absolutely turned the whole mastitis epidemic around, and the cows were absolutely okay within weeks. And, you know, this is just one of, again, 3,000 different experiments of things that he'd been asked to do. I mean, he goes into a crop field, and he takes one half of the field as a control group, which is allowed to function on its own and do normal things. They spray the plants with pesticides, and they help, you know, they do all the things that most people, farmers do to grow their crops. And he gives a blessing to the other half of the field, and the half of the field that he gives the blessing to is 500% more productive than the control group. The fruit and the plants are 69% or are over 69% more nutritious. They are over some sort of, you know, dramatic size difference between, you know, the size of the regular field and the field that he's blessed, the cashews, for example, or the wheat or the whatever it is healthier. There's no, and it, they're totally pesticide resistant. Right. They're totally resistant to the chemicals. He has gone into water that has been, you know, that has had radiation radiated infested water, and he has changed the radiation to pure water. He's gone into a field of chickpeas, and he's gotten 365% higher control seeds, higher productivity than the control seeds in the same experiment. I mean, there were no pesticides. There were, you know, the output was greater. They were resistant to fungus. The plants that he blessed were resistant to fungus. He took out the heavy metals and the toxicity in the soil, and all that disappeared. And these are just things that he's done for plants and animals. Now he's also had experiments done where he's gone into the laboratory and he's changed the atomic structure of microbes and viruses to be healthy. He's absolutely changed the DNA of hepatitis B and C cells, many cancer cells, he's helped people with traumatic muscular dystrophy. He has helped people make huge changes from autistic kids to much more active kids.
Right.
He's helped people, and I myself have gotten blessings from him, and I had an extraordinary, you know, financial experience within, you know, days of the of the time that he gave me a blessing. I mean, my request was when he gave me a blessing that I would have extended, business expansion. And within days, I had made an additional $80,000 for something that fell in my lap. I didn't even look for it.
And so he is going to be one of the masters, which we're going to talk about later on at the end of the show, for the Masters of Gathering seminar that you're going to be really sponsoring over the next couple of weeks. Is that correct, Harrison?
Yes. Not only do I sponsor calls, but Mahendra Trivedi, we call him Guruji because Guruji in Indian means great teacher. We call him Guruji. And he will be appearing at our event in San Diego on July the 17th and 18th. And not only will he just be appearing there, but he'll also give the people who appear there a blessing. Now, we had a call, we had a teleseminar that we did with him, and we set some sort of a record in personal growth and development registrations. We sent out 2 emails, and over 5,000 people registered for that single teleseminar. In that single teleseminar, he gave blessings to all the people that were on the telephone. People had reported, clearer sleep, emotional loss of emotional stress. One woman who said she had had osteoporosis for 10 years and walked, bent over forward for over 10 years and went to hundreds of doctors and couldn't get cured. She stood straight up with her backbone erected, from that point on. He did a blessing, and an autistic child who was pretty cocooned in the way that I was difficult and hard to deal with now walks through the bus himself, carries on conversations that he couldn't carry on before, and has said things like, "I love you, Mommy," which was, not even, his speech was hardly even audible or recognizable before that. So, it has brought great joy to a lot of people. He has blessed thousands and thousands of people, and he is a sensation in this country. So, the kinds of things that he's been doing have been extraordinary, and, he just is, he's continuing to extend his influence, and I'm only the second person who has brought him into the United States to do these kinds of things. So
who will be some of the other masters participating at this gathering in July? Share with our listeners who they will be and where that gathering will be held.
Yeah, the Masters Gathering will be held in San Diego on July the 17th and 18th. Anybody who wants to go to it can go to www.themastersgathering.com. But John Assaroff from The Secret, everybody knows who he is. He's the guy in The Secret who had the vision board and dreamed his house up. And, he had it on a vision board, wasn't even aware of the fact that he had the picture of that house on a vision board. And 4 years later, he was living in that house without having even consciously experienced or known that he would end up there. And then he just, one day he unpacked a vision board. He was living in the house of his dreams that he had tacked up 4 years earlier on a vision board as a goal. We are bringing over a guy by the name of Sun Yogi, who is a spiritual master from India. He is a guy who over 10 years has not taken a morsel of food into his body. He gets his nourishment from what he calls sun gazing, and he takes nourishment and creates photosynthesized nourishment in his body in the same way that plants do, and has an extraordinary level of energy, and he's the real thing. He walks around, India, giving blessings to people and making huge differences in people's lives, transforming not only their health but also, the things that they want in terms of universal peace and unity and just connection to all kinds of things. We have Dr. Sue Mortar, who, if you guys have never had any connection with Dr. Mortar, she is one of the great articulators of bioenergetics, which is changing the body to change the consciousness. And she's an incredibly articulate, wonderful, just magnificent being who is spirit realized. She is at the eighth dimension. And she is, her high energy platforms involve dancing and music and cellular integration and all kinds of great things that she does to help people, you know, expand their consciousness and grow their knowledge, grow their abilities, their effectiveness in this world, and grow their health in a neuro-emotional and neuro-linguistic process without using neuro-linguistics.
So what website can they go to, Harrison, to find out who all of these great speakers are, and can they register online?
You can register online at www.themastersgathering.com. Mastersgathering.com, which is once you go onto that page, you'll get a couple of free gifts. You'll probably get a gift from Janet Atwood, who is a spiritual practitioner and a passion expert. She's the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Passion Test. Very good friend of mine. I love Janet to pieces. I don't know if you know her or not, Constance.
I don't know her, but I've read her material. I would love to have her on my show.
Oh, I can arrange that for you.
Okay, well, great. And so I'm going to encourage all of my listeners to really go to Harrison's website and take advantage of this great opportunity to just think about just under one roof with all of those great masters and how your life will be just drastically transformed and permanently changed.
Yeah, so, you know, and the idea is to get ahead of the crowd because we haven't mass marketed this yet. So the one thing that we have that's going to be extraordinary, even beyond, you know, Mahendra Trivedi blessing the group, which, you know, he will do, and believe me, he has made some extraordinary, extraordinary things come true, is that we will have a VIP lunch with all the speakers where we can rub elbows and, you know, wouldn't you like to be in the company of these masters who are world-renowned and have an hour and a half conversation with them at the same table. You know,
right.
We'll do a little mastermind group. We'll have a lunch with all these guys, and you can sign up for that as well. So, you know, it's going to be a wonderful experience for everyone to engage their source extensionness and their spiritual self at the highest level, help get transformed and help transform a lot of other people. You know, we have, you know, people who are experts at passion, people who are experts at healing, people who are experts at visualization. You'll even get, if you go to that website, actually www.themastersgathering.com, I have a free gift for everybody there. And that's a gift of where I explain the process of visualization, which, you know, I have used to create enormously wonderful things in my life. And I do it in a way that is very clear, very substantial. It's probably the world's easiest, most sensational and wonderful process that helps manifestation along. And the more clear we're able to visualize, the faster and the more significant our acceleration to manifestation is made. And I explain it in a way that is very easy to understand and that really gets you into the whole center of the whole manifestation process through visualization. There are lots of ways to manifest, but visualization is probably the strongest among them. There goes my phone again.
We have about 5 minutes. What can you share with our listeners about how in their ordinary day-to-day living they can begin to bring more miracles in their lives?
The way miracles are basically made is through alignment. And understand that we have three separate entities within us that exist as independent sort of processes and life forms that are part of our bodies and our spirits. It's a mind-body-spirit connection, or in the psychological realm, we call it the conscious, the subconscious, and the superconscious. And each of those entities that are part of the process of our life are separate and make decisions about how we live. the consciousness, for example, or conscious part of our brains and our lives really have only two functions, and that is to focus and to make choice. Every other use of the conscious mind is a misuse of the mind. So judgment, frustration, anger, pity, all those other kinds of things that cause negative emotions are misuse of the conscious mind. And an error in thinking, and suffering is an error of thinking. So the conscious mind should really only be used for choices and for focus. The subconscious mind is the place where everything goes on automatic pilot. The way that blood courses through our veins, the beating of our heart, the working of our digestive systems, the processes of our body, but even more importantly, the behavior that we program in by the amount of emotion and belief we give to any experience is housed in the subconscious mind and programmed into our behavior at a level which is not aware to us. So as we let me backtrack there for one more second. And then the superconscious mind is the third element of our life that is housed within us, and that is the higher self, or the spirit, if you will. And that is the part of us that knows everything, that's connected to source, that gives us our intuition, which is only right about 100% of the time, and that, you know, moves our lives forward by its one purpose, and that is that, you know, the purpose of our soul or our higher self is only our well-being. When these three things are in alignment, miracles are easy and possible because they are in harmony and they are congruent with each other, and there is no resistance to the intention that you put forward. If these things are in point of fact, in opposition to each other, if you are arguing within your head, if you hang out with enemies that are critical of you inside of your brain, if you are a self-sabotaging kind of person because of your acculturation, because of your friends, your families, whatever, you know, have had influence on you that has made you withdraw from allowing the flow of life to happen to you, then, you know, the manifestation of things either becomes distorted or not at all. And so we have no choice but to accept, you know, authority from the outside. But as we get clearer, as we get stronger, as we get more integrous, as we become lighter and more perceptive and ascend through the dimensions of consciousness, our power, our inner power, becomes stronger, more congruent, and it's like water flowing through a hose. When things are not congruent, it's like stepping on the hose and shutting off the flow of water. But when the water flows freely, at the other end of the hose, it comes out in the form of whatever you want of energy that's shaped for your intention, whether it be an experience, a car, a house, a relationship, a love, you know, whatever. And so this is the process by which we create miracles, by aligning ourselves and the three parts of ourselves, our mind, body, and spirit, in a way that is completely even and effortless and allows the flow to happen, which is totally effortless because it is a connection to source. It is the way the matrix allows us to shape energy and bring it back to us, like the law of attraction, so that we can get multiplicative effects for what we put out. And it's a wonderful experience to be alive when everything flows. It's a difficult and suffering experience to be alive if these things are not congruent.
Harrison, what can I say? That was just so profound. You have just shared such life-changing information with my listeners all over the world, and I'm going to have you to come back, and maybe we can spend some time on another subject. You are such a blessing. You're so powerful, and I just appreciate your taking the time to come and share with my listeners tonight. And I'm going to encourage all of my listeners to please go to his website. And, Harrison, if I can change my schedule, you will see me in San Diego.
Well, I would love to see you in San Diego, and, you know, we will definitely meet up face-to-face. I promise you that. You know, there everything happens for a reason. There, you know, the universe runs by perfect law. There's no accidents. There's no coincidences. There's nothing. Everything happens by law, the law of cause and effect, which is the prime law of the universe. And so if you are meant to hear my voice, if you are with me for any period of time, there is an attraction there that has come both from you and from me that allows us to meet and move forward together. I mean, once we share and split our individual fields or our information fields and our quantum fields, what happens is, you know, all of us, when we are at a higher level of consciousness, we become more confident, more vital, more alive. We become smarter, more intelligent, more perceptive. We get transformed to become more effective. We release stress. We're stress-free. We're anger-free. We're depression-free. We're able to manifest effortlessly on command. And, you know, these are the kinds of things that all the teachers that will be at our event in San Diego will share with us how to do those things. And we'll bring scientific proof of the fact that miracles do happen simply by intention of those who are in the higher conscious, you know, states. And we'll show you how to get there. It's a fairly easy process. It's not complicated. We as human beings always tend to complicate things because it just is our nature to want to do things the hard way because we believe that effort is stronger than imagination. But those of us who have bypassed that experience know that effort is the secondary way to make anything happen, and that consciousness and congruency is the easiest, and our beingness is the most powerful tool we can have to make anything on this planet happen any way we want to at any time. And, you know, all I'm saying is, hey, take your place among us, you know. Everybody has this stuff within us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Harrison, and you and I will talk.
I will definitely look forward to that, Constance. Thanks for having me. It's been an
awesome. My pleasure. Wasn't that just a great interview for all of my listeners all over the world? Man, remember I said last week that you really have to listen to something 11 times before it really becomes a part of your spirit or drops into your subconscious. So that's what I want you to do with this podcast. And speaking of podcasts, you can now subscribe to my show, the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show on iTunes. You have many different ways to listen to me now, and I want to thank you again for making the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show one of the most popular shows on Blog Talk Radio. Well, I have about 2 minutes left, and I really want to share with my listeners, as I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show, that I am going to make available to my listeners my coaching services. And what I have decided that I'm going to do is that I'm going to make it available by allowing you to make 3 easy payments for coaching with me for 1 year. And all you need to do is go to my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com, or you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and really begin to take advantage of this great opportunity. You know, God really called me to coach and to train and to use my communication and really my spiritual gifts to help bring healing to you. As you know that I've coached over 10,000 people during my career. So I am ready for you. Are you ready for me? Are you ready to really take your life to the next level? If you are, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Please email me and let me know how you're doing, how the shows are really changing your life. If you have a specific topic that you would like for me to cover, please email me. I would love to hear from you. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show saying that I will see you again this same time at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for my wonderful guest on the West Coast. And remember, when you change what you think, you change what you believe, you will change your life, and miracles will come into your life. God bless you, and have a great week.